With news from Aspen Public Radio, I'm Kristen Kay. 33 million people depend on the Colorado River for their water supply. This week, a group of stakeholders gathered in Las Vegas for the Colorado River Water Users Association Conference to discuss major issues when it comes to sharing and regulating the river's water supply. Luke Runyon reports on the Colorado River for KUNC, and he joins me now. Hi, Luke.
Hi, Kristen. Thanks for having me.
So tell us a little bit about this conference. Who's there? What takes place?
So this is the annual conference of the Colorado River Water Users Association, and that's basically a group of everyone who relies on water from the Colorado River. And each year they meet up in Las Vegas, and some years they're hammering out the details of agreements, some years they're talking about future agreements, and this year they are kind of slapping themselves on the back, giving themselves a bit of congratulations, because earlier this year they finished a set of plans called the Drought Contingency Plans. And these were plans that took about 5 years to negotiate. And really what they're designed to do is to keep the Colorado River's biggest reservoirs from dropping really rapidly. These aren't long-term solutions to the river's over-allocation problem, but they are a temporary stopgap solution to some of the scarcity, water scarcity issues that are happening on the river. One of the water managers earlier today said basically these plans avoid a catastrophe on the river, but they're not a long-term solution, they're more of a temporary patch.
And can we talk about what are some of the solutions in this drought contingency plan?
So it varies by basin. The Colorado River is split into two basins, an upper and a lower. And in the lower basin, the drought contingency plan looks like a series of cutbacks to water users in some of the lower basin states, California, Arizona, and Nevada. And as Lake Mead, which is just outside Las Vegas, as it drops due to climate change or drought, those water users would be forced to take some cutbacks to how much water they're getting. That was kind of the biggest part of their plan. In the upper basin, it looks a little bit different. And one of the more controversial parts of the upper basin drought contingency plan was this concept of demand management, where basically the states in the upper basin are trying to figure out how do you limit water use on a voluntary basis. And they're trying to study this idea right now that could look like maybe paying farmers not to irrigate their farms for a certain amount of time in order to save some of the reservoirs and boost their levels within the Colorado River. And so that's kind of the trickiest part of the Upper Basin plan.
So this sounds like a short-term solution, kind of a Band-Aid. Have any long-term solutions been discussed this week?
Yes. So now that the drought contingency plans are done, attention is turning to these broader guidelines that are set to be renegotiated over the next several years. The current operating guidelines for the river were put in place in 2007, and they expire in 2026. So between now and 2026, these Colorado River water managers have to come up with a broader set of guidelines. And determining what is included in those guidelines, how broad or how narrow they are, how conservative they are, or how they might include big ideas, that has yet to be determined.
And Luke, you'll be here with us in Aspen on Wednesday to talk more about the Colorado River and its future and what you've been hearing at the conference.
That's right. And I'm so excited to see everybody back in Aspen to talk about the future of this river, which is so essential to the future of the Southwest.
All right. Thank you, Luke.
Thanks, Kristen.
That was reporter Luke Runyon from the annual Colorado River Water Users Association Conference in Las Vegas. You can hear more from Luke at Aspen Public Radio's event, The Colorado River, Lifeline of the West, along with photographer Pete McBride. I'm Kristen Kay. You're listening to Morning Edition on Aspen Public Radio.